ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 5 టెక్స్ట్ 28 నారదస్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఆన్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం. ఇతం శరత్ ప్రవృషిక ఋతు హరేర్ విషిన్వతో మే అనుసావాన్ యాసో మలాం సంకీర్త్యమానం మునిభిర్ మహాత్మభిర్ భక్తి ప్రవృతాత్మా రజస్ తమోపహ ఇతం శరత్ ప్రవిశిక ఋతు హరేర్ విషన్ వతో మే నుసవాన్ యసో మలాం సంకీర్త్యమానం మునిభిర్ మహాత్మభిర్ భక్తి ప్రవృతాత్మ రజస్తమోపహ. ఇతం శరత్ ప్రవిశిక ఋతు హరేర్ విషిన్వతో మే నుసవాన్ యసో మలాం సంకీర్త్యమానం మునిభిర్ మహాత్మభిర్ భక్తి ప్రవృతాత్మ రజస్తమోపహ. ఇతం శరత్ ప్రవిశిక ఋతేర్ ఋత ఋతు హరేర్ విషన్వతో మే నుసవాన్ యసో మలాం సంకీర్త్యమానం మునిభిర్ మహాత్మభిర్ భక్తి ప్రవృతాత్మ రజస్తమోపహ. ఇతం శరత్ ప్రవృషిక పరేర్ విషన్వతో మేనుసవన్ యసో మలాం సంకీర్త్యమానం మునిభిర్ మహాత్మభిర్ భక్తి ప్రవృతాత్మ రజస్తమోపహ. ఇతం శరత్ ప్రవిశిక ఋతు అరేర్ శిన్వతో మేను సవన్ సోమలం సంకీర్త్యమానం మునిభిర్ మహాత్మభిర్ భక్తి ప్రవృతాత్మ రజస్తమోపహ. ఇతం శరత్ ప్రవిశిక ఋతు హరేర్ శన్వతో మేను సవన్ సోమలం సంకీర్త్యమానం మునిభిర్ మహాత్మభిర్ భక్తి ప్రవృతాత్మ రజస్తమోపహ. ఇతం శరత్ ప్రవిశిక ఋతు హరేర్ శన్వతాం మేను సవన్ యసో మలాం సంకీర్త్యమానం మునిభిర్ మహాత్మభిర్ Bhakti Pavitatma Rajastamopaha. Pavishiko Ritu Horeer. Vishenvato Menu Savan Yuso Malam. Sankirtyamanam Munibir Mahatmabir. Bhakti Pavitatma Rajastamo Matajis. Itam Rat Pavishika Ritu Harer. Shinvato me nu savanya so malam. Sankirtyamanam munibir mahatmabir. Bhavitatma rasastamopa. Itam. Thus. Sarat. Autumn. Pravrishikao. Rainy season. Ritu. Two seasons. Hare. Of the Lord. Vishinvata. Continuously hearing. May myself, anusavan, constantly, yasamalam, unadulterated glories, sankirtyamanam, chanted by Munibir, the great sages, Mahatmabhi, great souls, Bhakti, devotional service, pravrita, began to flow. Atma, living being, raja, mode of passion, tama, mode of ignorance, upaha, vanishing. Then during two seasons, the rainy season and autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great-souled sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. As the flow of my devotional service began, the coverings of the mode of passion and ignorance vanished. Purport. Transcendental loving service for the Supreme Lord is the natural inclination of every living being. The instinct is dormant in everyone, but due to the association of material nature, the modes of passion and ignorance cover this from time immemorial. If, by the grace of the Lord and the great soul devotees of the Lord, a living being becomes fortunate enough to associate with the unadulterated devotees of the Lord and gets a chance to hear the unadulterated glories of the Lord, certainly the dormant instinct of devotional service is at once awakened and the flow of devotional service takes place like the flow of a river. As the river flows on till she reaches the sea, similarly pure devotional service flows by the association of pure devotees till it reaches the ultimate goal, namely transcendental love of God. Such a flow of devotional service cannot stop. On the contrary, it increases more and more without limitation. The flow of devotional service is so potent that any onlooker also becomes liberated from the influence of the modes of passion and ignorance. These two qualities of nature are thus removed, and the living being is liberated, being situated in his original position. Itam sarat pavikshikau ritu harer vishenvato me nusavan yasomalam sankirtyamanam munibir mahatmabir bhakti pravitatma rajas tamopaha. Thus, during two seasons, the rainy season and autumn, I had the opportunity to hear these great-souled sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of the Lord Hari. as the flow of my devotional service began, the covering of the mode of passion and ignorance vanished. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Janjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. Twayi me nanya visaya matir madhu pate sakrit ratim udvadad adau tan mevaugam udanvati. Queen Kunti prays that as the Ganga flows into the ocean, into the bigger body of water, naturally, let my mind be attracted unto you, Lord Krishna. Let my mind and my meditation flow unto you. This is the natural process of Krishna consciousness. In this material world, naturally, sense gratification is the flow. In the mind of a sensual human being, the flowing of sense gratification is there constantly. As the rubbish is flowing into the big garbage dump, so the sense gratification is flowing through the mind of the polluted personality. But for the unadulterated bhakta and bhakti, who are unadulterated by dint of taking instruction from the unadulterated sages and gurus, it's very interesting. I looked up the word adulterate, and they gave an example that when food is made, on Google it said, when preparing food, some foods become adulterated with other chemicals and other products and aren't the real food. For instance, they put in potato starch and FTA and ASU and PQ yellow and orange. That's called adulteration. It's adulterated. But unadulterated means untouched. Just like I've so many times given the example of being so cheap that when I'd feed my children when they were young, I would adulterate the milk by adding purified water to the milk. It's no longer milk. It's adulterated milk. Unadulterated milk means pure milk. Unadulterated foodstuff is pure foodstuff. And unadulterated devotional service, Srila Prabhupada talks about twice in the purport, means service that hasn't been adulterated by adding anything or subtracting anything from actual devotional service. It's unadulterated. We like to add and subtract. We can do this for devotional service. We can make it more attractive like that. We're not about attractive. Of course, we do our best to be attractive, to attract people to Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada oftentimes said, that if you want to attract people, you want to become popular and be well known, get a huge crowd, then why don't you dance on your hands naked? Prabhupada was giving the instruction that this will get a lot of response. We see on social media so much nonsense gets millions of views and hits. But when someone puts on the chanting of Hare Krishna or the worshiping of the deity, it gets a minimal amount of hits. Because Krishna consciousness is not a cheap thing. It isn't something that can be purchased in the 99-cent store, so to speak. Krishna consciousness is the most precious. Dhruva Maharaj, who was a disciple of Narada Muni. Narada Muni saved Dhruva when he was performing his great austerities and penances to get back his kingdom. He prayed at the end to Narada Muni, Swamin Kritartosmi Varam Nayache. I was looking. Say that in English. The Lord appeared as Prishnigarbha. Through the agent of Narada Muni, he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord appeared as Prishnigarbha. Swamin Kadartosmi Varam Nayache. I was looking for broken pieces of glass, but I found the greatest jewel, Krishna consciousness. So this unadulterated Krishna consciousness, which has no addition, no subtraction, no concoction, but is what is given from the spiritual master to the disciple. Narada Muni is giving that instruction to Vyasadeva. He's speaking this truth. This is why you're suffering. You have not glorified the Supreme Personality of Godhead enough. Samsadir haritosanam. When you glorify the Lord, then you'll become satisfied. So this process of hearing from the great unadulterated spiritual master to the disciple and taking that jewel, that message, unadulterated and giving it to others, that is the process of Krishna consciousness. We were discussing that in 1975, we were in Vrindavan during the festival, Mayapur festival, Mayapur Vrindavan. And after Srila Prabhupada's class, we were all there, hundreds of devotees from all over the world. And one American devotee thought smugly, I'll capture the attention of Prabhupada. So he asked Srila Prabhupada, how can we please you? How do we know if you're pleased? How can we tell if you're pleased? And everybody, the book distributors were all sitting there. Prabhupada's going to say, if you distribute books. And I had just left the Seattle temple to join Chirparai Maharaj's airport party, BBT party. And it wasn't done in the most Krishna conscious of manners. I got permission from Chirparai Maharaj, but my temple president was not very happy. In those days, those things went on. So as we're sitting, they asked, how do we know if you're pleased, Srila Prabhupada? And Srila Prabhupada said something that I will never forget. I was shocked and horrified. Prabhupada said, if the president is pleased and the governing body commissioner, GBC, is pleased, then I'm pleased. And my reaction was, but I realized this is our process. Prabhupada was giving us what he wanted us to learn. That someone may think, well, Prabhupada wants me to do this. Prabhupada wants me to travel all over the world. Srila Prabhupada wants me to... One can concoct so many services, so many... Oh, Prabhupada's so pleased by my service. But actually, Prabhupada created an institution to show the checks and balances. Is the spiritual master pleased? If the temple, at the time, my temple president was not so happy, Sukadev. And the GBC, he's long gone. He literally lost his head, the GBC at the time. That's a whole nother story. But they weren't so happy with my decision. So I was thinking, when Prabhupada said that maybe this isn't pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. And I went back to the temple president and discussed the move and his getting his permission. This is our system in Krishna consciousness. We may not think that it's very important, but our Srila Prabhupada has set this movement up in such a way that we can know if Krishna is pleased, we can know if the spiritual master is pleased, we can know if our devotional service is bona fide, if the temple president and the GBC are satisfied and consider it bona fide. There's a system. And therefore, when we concoct, when we adulterate, when we come up with our own ideas, independent, you may not be pleasing the spiritual master in Krishna, no matter how perfect you think your service may be. Therefore, one should be very careful in every circumstance to work under the authority that is given there to make sure that the spiritual master is pleased. Someone may say, well, I'm pleasing my spiritual master. I happen to be in the Los Angeles temple, but my guru is in Delhi, and I know I'm pleasing him. No, the same process is there. You have to please the temple president and the GBC. Then your guru, Srila Prabhupada, Lord Krishna, are pleased. And how do we know if you're pleasing the temple president and GBC? You work strictly, unadulteratedly, under their direction and take their advice and those who are in that line, the advice of the senior devotees who are working under the authority of the local temple. Then everything goes smoothly. Even in this material world, in sports, because everyone's listening to the head coach, the team does very well. Sometimes we see, especially in football, that one of the players comes off the field, he's mad at the opposing team. He's mad at the referees who have slighted him in some way. And he starts to fight and argue on the sidelines with his coach, with the other players, and creates a great disturbance. And then the whole team becomes disturbed and can't function properly, can't use their plays properly. Is it common? So, in the spiritual sense, when the spiritual master, through the agency of the temple, is giving an instruction, and devotees are hemming and hawing and creating disturbance, the success of our Krishna consciousness movement, the success of spreading Krishna consciousness, is hampered. In America, we live in what they call a democracy. Srila Prabhupada called that demon crazy. In his books, he called democracy demon crazy. That everyone votes and here's what they come up with. To prove the demon crazy, just take a look at the election of 2016. That's the result of demon crazy. No further comment. You figure that out yourself. So, Krishna consciousness is not vox populi. Is not popular opinion. Is not, well, let's get a group together and create a revolution. Krishna consciousness is handed down through the line of disciplic succession, as we just discussed. And then we can preach strongly. We can push on this movement in a very big way without adulteration, without so many difficulties. Everything goes very smoothly when devotees, like a sports athlete, are on the same page, so to speak. When they line up with the authority. Therefore, we should be very careful in our devotional service. If you want to last in the performance of devotional service for more than a few years, you can do 3, 4, 5 years of some wonderful service. If you want to perform a lifetime of service, then this principle of following the unadulterated devotees and the process that Srila Prabhupada has given has to be kept closely in mind. Just like the team, if the team is arguing, fighting, the quarterback has one idea, the running back has a different idea, just like in peewee football, the parents would all be there. I experienced as the manager, you'll be happy to know, I was the manager of the Culver City Peewee Football League, Little League football, whatever they called it. Pop Warner football. And the parents would argue because Jimmy didn't get the ball. Billy didn't get the ball. The coach is making the plan. Here's the play we are discussing. The quarterback gets the hike and the tight end goes and they pass to him at the 30-yard line, success. Or the running back, whoever that may be, runs. But the parents are so overly attached to their children that everyone is arguing, my son didn't get the ball. How come Jimmy Johnson is always getting the ball and not my kid? And there were always so many arguments, so much so, you'll be interested to know, the year after our management was up, my son went to high school. No more Pee Wee League. The Culver City League was cheating so heavily on weights and ages and putting bigger kids into smaller groups. That was one of our jobs, and we tried to be very honest as a Vaishnav, disciple of Srila Prabhupada. But the non-devotees became so corrupt that I heard 2 years after we left, they shut down the chapter of Culver City Pop Warner football because of cheating, pilfering, and different types of offenses in the league. So similarly, the reason I'm stating that is not to talk about Pop Warner. That was years ago. But the idea is, in our Krishna consciousness, if you cheat and pilfer, if you go against the authority and argue, why aren't I getting more artiks? Why don't I get a better spot on Sankirtan? Why is he in Terminal American? I'm better than him. I'm better than this one. There was once some talk. If one is arguing, then like the Culver City Pop Warner Football League, Krishna consciousness won't be able to be spread. There'll be no Hari Hari Bol. Therefore, we have to follow properly. The head coach gives the instructions. You go long. Go really long. How come my son always goes long and never gets the ball? Billy, go long. If the temple president tells you go long, we go long. It's our service. You'll get the ball. We're getting the ball. In Krishna consciousness, everyone gets the ball. But when one follows the head coach and the offense coaches, the defensive coaches, the captains, then there's a very well-oiled, powerful team, powerful machine. Similarly, in our Krishna consciousness, if we work very cooperatively with the authorities and we submit to their desire, then we'll become very successful and we'll be able to push on Krishna consciousness in a very large and powerful way. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
What if in the future in St. Louis for 8 years. And finally, no, actually, I came because of 8 years. But someone could say, that someone is off, thank you.